Wage theft has dominated recent headlines and momentum's growing to address the issue. Migrants are one of the groups often exploited, and now the New South Wales government is launching a new legal service to help them avoid being ripped off. Eleni Soltis has our report.
The number of Australians caught ripping off workers is growing, and politicians across the country seem to be taking note.
There's now widespread media reporting of underpayment of wages. There are estimates, for example, that maybe a third of international students, backpackers and other temporary migrants are earning half the minimum wage or less. We know, for example, that about 15% of workers in fruit and vegetable picking are earning $5 an hour or less.
That's the New South Wales Attorney General, Mark Speakman. His government is backing a new legal service that will target underpaid migrant workers. The government is providing $1.6 million to the new Migrant Employment Legal Service to help about 1,000 workers each year. He says the service will help ensure the most vulnerable in the workforce know their legal rights.
So this is to help some of the most vulnerable people in our community who have visa issues, who can't speak English, don't know where to go for legal advice, to give them the free legal assistance to make sure that they're not being ripped off.
The new service will be run by four legal services, including the Kingsford Legal Centre. The centre's Emma Golledge lists a number of reasons why migrants who've been ripped off are reluctant to come forward.
Massive fear, you know, fear that they might lose their job if they enforce their rights. It's certainly very common for our legal centre to see people who have been dismissed because they have objected to treatment at work that we would say would be unacceptable. And so also fear of how it might impact on their visa status is very common.
Emma Golledge says many migrants have only sought help after they have lost their jobs.
Yeah, we helped a lowly paid worker who was working in a factory who was systematically underpaid. She felt like she had no choice in relation to that. She was the breadwinner for the family. And actually her employment was terminated when she objected to her boss sexually harassing her, touching her and assaulting her in the workplace, and when she tried to take sick leave. So that's the sort of situation where that might not have come to our attention at all had she not been sacked, and she would have just continued to endure really poor working conditions because she felt she had to.
Secretary of Unions New South Wales Mark Morey says this new legal service is a good start, but the issue goes beyond employment rights.
The biggest issue facing workers who are on visas is immigration advice, and industrial advice is secondary to that.
So what are you proposing to do on the ground?
Firstly, if a worker who's on a visa comes forward and makes a complaint about being exploited, there should be an amnesty on having them deported or their immigration challenged until legal avenues are pursued where people are being exploited. Secondly, on the ground, if you're actually going to provide a service for wage theft, you actually have to deal with the immigration issues and make that person feel confident in coming forward and reporting their exploitation.
There is currently a federal review into the issue of wage theft, and the Fair Work Ombudsman has been cracking down on numerous businesses, the latest being the Crust Gourmet Pizza franchise. Bunnings, Qantas and the Super Retail Group have also been implicated, as has the ABC. And earlier this year, a migrant workers task force found as many as half of Australia's foreign workers are being underpaid.
Eleni Soltis.